Hello, Audio Boom. This is Rambly Boo Day 2, although it is Tuesday, September the 6th. And I want to talk in response to VI Podcasting and Claire Randall about the saga, the ongoing storyline in The Archers at the moment. I'm not going to bother to explain what The Archers is because I think most people probably do know, and Claire and Paul have already gone over it a little bit. Now, at the moment, there's a storyline about coercive control where a wife has been driven to stabbing her husband. Now, how realistic that is, I'm not sure. Maybe after years of such abuse, but I think what we have to remember in this case is that he did really wind her up to fever pitch and provoke her. And he actually put the knife in her hand. Excuse me. And he lunged for Henry when Henry came. Henry's her 5-year-old son. Henry came in the door, refused to go to bed. Rob lunged for him, and that was it. But I actually think that she is going to be found guilty of something, and she may get out on appeal. Now, as you said, I think they did work with women's charities to try and come up with a realistic storyline. And how realistic it is, I don't really know, because I've never fortunately been in this position myself. However, I do know some people that have been in similar situations, and they have said, oh yes, that was like so-and-so did that and he tried that. And what he basically has done in this story is to systematically cut her off from everything in her life. From, excuse me, from her own family, all her friends, from work, from even driving. And she's totally taken away her disobedience, her independence, and made her totally reliant on him, and also made her think she's going mad. And I do think that this does happen. I don't know about the stabbing thing. I know people have done stuff like that. I don't think that's very common. But I think it's a good thing that this coercive control, because I believe there was a law change on it at the end of last year or sometime last year. And I suppose it's trying to highlight that. The Archers is trying to highlight that, as it's tried to highlight so many things over the years. Nothing quite as dramatic as this, I don't think. So, this week is the trial, and all the evidence is stacked against Helen, so that's why I don't think she's going to get anywhere. I'm hoping that Rob is going to fall down somewhere, because he seethes. Rob seethes, he's like a volcano, seething there quietly, and then he goes off. It was great when Ian nearly got him to boiling point the other week. That was great. It's a shame it's not happened in court yet. It almost did on Sunday, but we're hoping for more of that. It has highlighted, as Claire and Paul said, how easy it is to hand over parental control. Not hand it over, but to give someone else responsibility for parental control. Anyway, you know what I mean. Because Henry isn't his son, he's Helen's 5-year-old son, and parental responsibility, that's it. And Rob has parental responsibility. Now, he wanted to adopt him, and I don't know if there's a reason why he didn't fully adopt him, whether there's something we haven't found out about Rob yet, or whether it's just because it was all fitting into his plan with taking over Helen's life, basically. What happened with Stefan? Now, I might have got it a bit wrong, but this is the gist of it. Stefan, after the flood last year, Stefan went to Charlie, who was then managing Barrow Farm, and told him that on the evening or afternoon of the flood, he'd seen someone behaving oddly, and when he went closer, it was Rob, and he was like stuffing logs to block up the flow of water or something. And everyone didn't understand why Ambridge was so badly flooded, but Barrow Farm was dry, and people talked about the conduits being blocked and not being cleaned out properly, and what had happened to change the course of the water so that it flooded everywhere else. Now, Charlie called Rob in and had a word with him, and I think Rob got quite shirty. And then after that, there was never any sign of Stefan again. I think Charlie said he tried to call him and it went to voicemail, and Rob told him that he'd gone home to Poland, I think it was. Gone home to Poland to be with his family because a member of his family was ill. And I didn't hear any rumours that people think that Rob might have killed Stefan, but I actually thought it myself. And I don't know if all the bad things he's ever done will come out, because they try and make it a bit realistic, and it's not like a book or a drama where a lot of loose ends often get tied up. I don't know if they ever will be here, or maybe not for years. But it seemed funny no one ever heard from him again. So what happened to him, we don't know. That's it in a nutshell. Whether they've handled all this sensitively and realistically, I wouldn't really like to say. That it seems to have divided people, fans. Some think it's brilliant and that it really is realistic, and others don't. I kind of fall somewhere in the middle. I think they've done parts of it very well. I think the storyline where he managed to cut her off from everybody was done very cleverly, and I think they must have worked with people who are experts in this field, not in doing it, but in knowing that it goes on and understanding how it works. And, excuse me, I feel I've got a little bit of an itchy throat, and I might have a cold coming, unfortunately. But anyway, I just wanted to say that I think in part they've done okay. Some bits it's fallen down a little bit. Rob is such a nasty character, and the actor plays him so well. I don't even know his name, the actor, but he has done a brilliant job. I mean, obviously some of it's down to script writing, but not all of it. So, you know, he's can be charming and charismatic, and the next minute, and then he seeds, as I said, and then he explodes, and they have done that bit really well. I think they have done his character well. Yeah, and Helen's not the most, you can't really warm to Helen that much, because she's always a bit offhand and a bit shirty and prickly. Prickly is the word I'd use for Helen. But I think it does highlight that it can happen to anybody. It's not just the likes of Kaz. Kaz is Helen's friend at the mother and baby unit, and she's meant to be a bit like working class and a bit, you know, downtrodden. And I think that's trying to highlight that it happens across all walks of life. And it's not just your poor working class people on benefits that it happens to. It's also your rich farmers who've had a pretty privileged upbringing. It can strike anybody at any time. And these people, I would say men because it is mostly men, but obviously it can happen in all kinds of partnerships, are very, very clever. And the people who are the abused are also quite clever at keeping it hidden, because they just feel ashamed or frightened. And the fact that Helen hasn't said much, I think, is probably, well, someone's outside smoking, it's probably my neighbour, is probably because they have done these studies, and some people do take months to open up about it. So I'm sure you haven't heard the last from me about this, because apparently there's an hour-long episode next weekend, and that will probably be the climax or the culmination of the trial. So we'll see how it goes. We will see.